the Word is the way to life. And the Lord gave me that title for my radio ministry because He is the Word. It says in John, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and He certainly has shown us the way to life. So that's where that title came up from. So one of my pastor's thoughts, and also the Word is the Way to Life podcast, which you can listen to on the website. We've done a lot of things over the years, but now we are, every week we're doing Psalm 50 through, I think, through 100. And last week we were on Psalm 58. But Psalm 52, there's a message here for the choir director. Did you know most of these psalms were meant to be sung? David sung a lot of them himself. And this is the message for the choir director. A psalm of David regarding the time that Doeg, the Edomite, told Saul that Amalek had given refuge to David. And David was running from Saul at that particular time. And David poured out his heart there in Psalm 52. So there's wonderful encouragement. And that's what we come to church for. Because the world's rough out there. And we just like even with kids, you know, in Sunday school, we'd only get them for an hour a week. The schools get them for 50, 60 hours a week, and it's hard to, and the same thing happens with adults. We only get 1 hour a week to come to church, or maybe some of the fellowships and so forth. So the world creeps in, and we need to come together to encourage one another, not to preach to one another, not to do anything, but plant the words of God in our spirits, and then we can in turn encourage somebody else, as we have a biblical mandate to encourage one another.